Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Hey, Officer Danes, was it? Look, is this really necessary? Officer Danes!
Don't move, Sheriff. Stay back. We've cordoned you off for your safety and everybody else's.
Well, I don't feel very safe. There's a big bag of explosives literally right beside me, and you're not letting me move.
As we've explained, Sheriff, any movement could shut it off.
The bomb's a dud. Look, I'm just gonna go. This has not been the relaxing day out that I hoped it would be.
Sheriff, for your own safety, we must demand you remain still.
No, fuck that. I'm going.
Do not move. We will open fire.
What? How is shooting me good for my personal safety? That's the least safe thing you could do.
Just stay there. Bomb disposal squad are on the way. Bryce, you did call them, right?
Oh, crap.
Oh, I use my holiday days for this.
Sonny, where are you? I can't see. There's so much smoke. I feel so much safer now than when I was at the Emerald Dragon.
Rebecca, is that you?
What took you so long?
Hi to you too. Where did you go? You're right beside me.
I ran for the door once the first bomb went off.
You ran the wrong way.
Clearly.
Come on, there's a fire exit in the northeast section.
How do you know?
I always check for emergency exits whenever I'm in an area large enough to hold more than 5 people, don't you?
Oh my god, you're such a loser.
Oh, okay, see you later then.
No, I'm sorry.
Follow me. Don't get lost again.
So, who do you think did it? The ANA? The dead presidents? Libra?
No, those explosions were incendiary. Firebombs. This is the work of the Puritans.
The what now?
Puritans. They're what happens when you suppress religion to the extreme, instead of allowing people to make a choice about their own beliefs.
Oh, so they're Jesus freaks?
Nope, they're not. They have their own son of God, Calvin Olivier. They believe he's the Messiah.
Sounds naughty.
The naughtiest. They're a cult. They burn non-believers. They think it purifies their souls.
So that's what this was? A purification?
Seems like.
Help me, please. My legs burn. I can't walk.
Hey, there's that guy that sold me a shitty switchblade.
Please, ladies, I don't want to die here.
Too freaking bad, man. That's what you get for selling me cheap crap.
Rebecca, we can't just leave him.
Please, the fire is growing. We don't have much time.
Well, I can't carry him. I'm too young and delicate.
Sir, I can carry you. Here, put your arm around me.
Kind lady, be careful. My legs.
He needs medical attention. Come on, Rebecca, grab his feet.
Yeah.
Seriously?
What? I'm in shock. My hands are shaking. I could drop him. Plus, his legs are all burnt. Gross.
Good lord, fine. I'll just have to carry him on my back.
With those chicken legs?
You're really not helping. Okay, Sonya, you've trained for this. On-field troop recovery was part of your first year officer training. Lift with your legs.
Oh.
Oh, good lord, you're heavy.
Probably the bricks in my pockets.
Why do you have bricks in your pockets?
Sandra, that dirty thief. I threw them at him when he passed by.
What did he steal?
My wife.
Dump the pocket bricks, please.
Okay, they're out. Now, carry me, please, kind lady.
You heard the man.
God, I should have just left you there.
He's right there, Sonya.
I wasn't talking about him.
And it was the removal and sudden and miraculous reattachment of his thumb to his hand that was considered his 17th miracle. Now, on to his 18th.
Sister Marilyn Anna, if I may?
Yes.
While I'm finding your teachings about a man who is clearly not using basic magic tricks to fool impressionable individuals into pledging their lives to his manic vision of humanity extremely informative, I need to use the toilet.
You may go where you sit, my child.
You really don't want that, sister. See, I've got a dose of whiskey.
Sugar! I left the oven on.
No, you didn't. You're both just trying to find ways to outsmart me. Well, that's not gonna work.
It would appear that this sermon is meaningless.
No, it's not. I feel repentant, spiritual, and a bit crampy. Seriously, I need to go.
And I just remembered that I didn't leave the oven on. Whew, close one. I thought we'd all be burned to death. Oh, wait.
Okay, I shall continue. The 18th miracle of Calvin Olivier involved the levitation of... Wait, what is that?
Frank! What are you doing here? Get out, there's a bomb! Frank hates bombs.
What manner of animal is this?
It's a ferret.
It's the shape of a demon. A hairy snake with legs.
Hey, don't say that about Frank. He's sensitive.
I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
You've never seen a ferret?
Calvin Olivier keeps us safely hidden away in his glorious paradise aboard the Liberator. We are kept from the evils of corruption in the world.
Frank isn't evil or corrupt. He's a friendly ball of fur.
Did he just bite you?
No.
You're bleeding.
That's jam.
So the 18th miracle...
I just heard from Central there was a bombing in the market. First responders are en route. Peter, are any of your friends in the market right now?
No, Gino and Jilly are chilling on the Green Horizon. Bernard is at a bar, and Sonia and Bex went to see a brass band or something. I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay, Dieter Meyer, I'm gonna ask you again, where's the causaline?
Up yours, lawman. I ain't saying shit, yo.
We know you're holding it in the house. Just talk. Tell us where it is and who supplied you.
Nah, man. I grew up on these streets, man. I ain't no snitch.
Mr. Datemeyer, your father's an accountant. You grew up in the North Hill, the rich side of town.
It's in like my heart, man.
Hey, Captain Wick?
Yeah, Peter.
You think he'd like to look at some of my art?
What you talking about, fool?
Here, look. I call this one Heads, Shoulders, Peas, and Toes.
Man, it's stupid, fool.
You're stupid.
Peter, will you let me do the talking? I need to explain to Lawrence here what happens if he talks to us.
What happens if he talks?
Well, Peter, if he's a good boy and gives us what we need, he'll spend the next 5 to 10 in the relative comfort of a minimum security re-education complex on Panthers.
And what if he stays quiet, Cap?
Well, he can look forward to a lifelong stay in one of the galaxy's most exclusive winter retreats, Shatterfrost.
I heard of there. Your fingers fall off from the frostbite.
Yeah, his toes will too, and his nose, eventually. The longer you stay there, the more the bite takes from you. And Mr. Dietermeyer will be there for a very, very long time.
He doesn't look very happy, does he?
No, he doesn't, Coombs. Do you know the kind of things they do to prisoners in Shatterfrost, Lawrence?
Stop, man, please.
They get new meat, weak little bitches like you, and they throw them into rooms filled with hundreds of hungry, depraved rapists and cannibals. And they close the door behind them.
I ain't a rat, man.
Bus is outside waiting. You have 3 seconds to talk. Either way, we'll find the crush. 3, 2, 1.
Floor boys, man. In the floor boys. Over there, man. A creaky one.
Peter, if you would please.
Bingo. That's a lot of Corzalin.
That's enough to get every crush head on New Geneva high as a fucking kite. Good job, Lawrence. Now, who supplied you?
That's the weird thing, man. They were Puritans.
What? Those religious nuts? Bullshit.
It's true, man. They sold it to me for 1/10 of what it's worth, too. They just wanted the money straight away.
But why would the firebombings? Yeah, they funded their campaign with smuggled crush, built the bombs here. Well, Lawrence, looks like you've taken part in more than just a drug deal. You're a mass terrorist, too.
We had a deal, lawman. I'll do my time on penance, just like you said.
Hey, Combs, take Mr. Dietermeyer to the bus, please.
Yes, sir.
And Lawrence, say hi to my brother for me. He's a god at Shatterfrost.
Wait, what? You can't do this to me. I'll die then. We had a deal.
Yeah, that's until you were accessory to terrorist activities. Enjoy the rest of your life, asshole.
Nah, we had a deal, man. We had a deal.
Okay, just another few hundred more feet to the fire exit.
You doing okay there, Sonia? You're sweating pretty heavily there.
Of course I'm sweating, Rebecca. We're in the middle of an inferno. Watch out!
No, you're way sweatier than me or the merchant you're carrying.
She's right. Your neck sweat's seeping through my robe. It's gross.
Don't you start.
Holy shit!
Fuck! Bex, are you hit?
I don't think so.
I am.
Where are you hit?
My ass. It shot me in the ass. Oh, fuck.
Quick! Behind the rubble!
Ah, you dropped me, you idiot.
Where's the shooter?
I think I see him. Walking through the fire, preaching? Jesus, they're psychos. I could try nailing him with one of these rocks.
Here, use this.
You have two handguns?
Sure. Yeah, let's say I have two.
More than two?
Relax, half of them aren't even loaded. They're deterred.
Is this one loaded?
This one? Very much so.
What if you had gotten caught bringing this on board?
I would have just gone like, please mister, I'm so sorry. This guy paid me to hide it. He said he'd give me a pony and candy and my parents back. I'm so sorry, I'm just a little girl. See?
You're a little sociopath.
Thank you.
Okay, I have the shot. He's down.
Nice shot, Sonia.
That's like the first compliment you've ever given me.
The fact that you know that is incredibly sad.
I know. Okay, Mr. Merchant, let's... Is he dead?
Yeah, Captain?
You okay?
I just can't get what Dietermeyer said out of my head.
Me too, Peter. I mean, how did the Puritans get their hands on that much crush? How did they bring it into New Geneva? Is this just a couple of nutjobs trying to mess with the peace, or is this the herald of something far worse?
What? No, I was talking about him insulting my art.
Oh, look, Peter. We did good today, real good. The guys that got well, you know, you saw for yourself. They barely qualified to deal with fender benders, let alone drug raids. And this Puritan shit... Things are going to get worse. There's a space on my squad if you want it.
Become a New Geneva Inquisitor? You don't have to go to an academy or police school or something?
Nah, your Terran army training is enough. Plus, I think today showed you're more than qualified. It's the Wild West out here, Peter. I need good deputies.
Thanks, Captain Wick. But no, I've just met these awesome people aboard the Green Horizon. They're mostly Irish, except for Rebecca, who's Penthusian, which for some reason I guess is an Irish accent.
I understand, Peter. Why give up a good thing? Well, good job, soldier.
You too, Cap.
So, the paintings.
Yeah?
Can I buy one?
And that is all the recorded miracles of Calvin Olivier up to present day.
Are you done?
My sermon is complete.
Well, those 180 miracles flew by.
I liked it. I thought you kind of deviated around the 134th miracle, but you really brought me back there towards the end.
Thank you, sister. So how do we feel about joining the majesty of Calvin Olivier as he crusades through space delivering purification?
Sure. Well, I've nothing better to do.
Yep. Yeah, whatever you say, as long as you don't blow us to bits.
As an understudy of the great Messiah, I anoint you with holy protection.
What does that mean?
The fires of sin cannot touch your pure flesh.
Ooh, does this mean I won't burn my fingers taking the teabag out of the cup now?
Flame will no longer hurt you, sister.
Hold on. You don't use a spoon.
There's never any wash, Tino. What else am I supposed to do?
Wash one.
Well, the tea will go cold.
So you just put your manky fingers into my cup and fish out the teabag.
Manky? Excuse you.
A few months ago, you got the flu. And then a week later, I got it. I blamed you, but you said it must have gotten it from an alchemelian pole dancer because you were so careful not to spread your sickness around. Did you use your fingers when making my tea?
I am so offended.
That is not an answer.
I refuse to answer because I'm so offended.
That's a yes. I had a great time with that dancer, you know. I never call her back because I thought she was riddled. I wonder do I still have Belladonna's number hanging around.
Excuse me, but...
Hold on, love. We're doing a thing here. I can't believe you, Jill. You know, I really felt things for her. Human things.
Gino, she was riddled. And not just with the flu.
She was a great ride, too. I can't believe this situation. Actually, back this, I'm calling her.
What?
Yep, what? I still have her number somewhere.
Excuse me, but what does riddled mean?
You don't want to know.
SDIs, love.
The devil's hickey.
It's in this drawer here. Aha.
Gino, that's...
Rebecca's gun. This was but a clever ruse, Marilyn. We needed to confuse you with our nonsensical argument to allow me to get the gun which I'd hidden in the gross drawer so that Bex wouldn't find it.
I didn't know it was a trick.
Well, I did kind of improvise it. I'm genuinely upset that you don't use a spoon. But I'll deal with that later. Now, as for you, this is for spoiling my boxed wine party.
Gino, you're not going to kill her.
Nope, just shoot her in the leg. I'm not that nice a guy. Right, let's see if your blessings can make this bullet bounce off your tibia. It would appear that it's not loaded.
You betrayer, you usurper, hustler. I cannot believe I wasted my breath preaching the beautiful revelry of Calvin Olivier on your accursed ear. I shall do now what I should have done in the beginning and set you all alight for the Puritans, for Cal...
Fucking magic percolator.
Magic percolator! Oh, yes! Thank God.
Stealing wheelings. I like it now.
Stealing wheelings!
Again. So sorry for leaving you behind. We
thought you bought it.
If I hadn't regained consciousness, I would have burned to death.
Yeah, well, you woke up. So, build a bridge, guy. Hey, there's the exit. Come on, hurry up.
I'm going as fast as I can, okay, Becca? Open the door, please. My arms are dead.
Fine, I have to do everything. Here you go, Your Highness.
Excuse me. This man needs emergency attention.
Stop right there. Hands up.
I'm holding...
I said hands up. We will shoot.
Sorry, guy.
Oh, you bitch.
Look, we're not those Puritan guys. We survived the bombs. I got lost. Sonia just came back to find me.
Check your data logs. We're registered with the Green Horizon. Well, Rebecca and I are. We just passed an inquisitorial inspection.
Affirmative. Crew registered with the Green Horizon with day 31st July 2241.
Okay, what about him?
He's one of the merchants. He's really hurt.
Hey, we need assistance.
Why haven't you stormed the market yet?
Our cameras indicate multiple hostiles. We're about to initiate Omega Protocol.
What's that?
A controlled hull breach. They're going to open the market to the vacuum of space.
They will put out the fire and eliminate any hostiles.
What about the injured?
This is our only option. We cannot risk any more lives. Now, if you'll excuse me.
What's his injuries?
Significant lower body burns and a gunshot wound to his...
ass. What? It's true.
Here, help me lift him.
You saved my life. I cannot begin to repay you.
Well, actually, I don't even remember this, but you sold me the switchblade and it broke and...
No refunds.
What? But you just said...
No refunds.
I need to get him to an ER now. He's lost a lot of blood.
Okay, well, a bit more can't hurt.
Holy crap.
Why did you do that?
Because I'm a badass. Okay, I feel like you need to understand the full context of the situation before you judge me for punching a man who's near death.
She's teaching me to be tough.
Okay, I'm getting someone from the Belorian Order.
No, you don't understand the context.
She bought me a knife to stab guys in the dick.
No! No, I didn't! Sir, please don't! And he's gone. Thanks, Rebecca.
You're welcome. And for what it's worth, the asshole deserved the punch.
He really did, didn't he? Now, we really need to run.
Hey, Bernard.
What?
Listen, bud, I got word from the bomb squad. It's gonna be another 30, at least.
What?
But listen, it's fine, because me and Officer Bryce here, we're going to stay with you. You know, we're with you the whole way. Now, right, Officer Bryce.
Sure is, Dange. Hey, Bernard, Mondays, am I right?
You know what? Feck this. Feck all of this. I'm walking right out of here.
No, Bernard, don't do that.
Feck him. Shoot. I don't care. I'm done.
Oh, wow, it didn't go off.
Of course it feckin' didn't. It's a feckin' dog.
Bryce?
What? Are your ears ringing too? What? Hey guys, are your ears ringing? What?
I suppose it wasn't a dud.
Hey Barnage, you nearly died. That's pretty funny.
How in the name of God are you two professional police officers?
Sonia, Rebecca,
You would not believe the day we've had.
I don't want to talk about it.
What?
I need a smoke.
No.
A drink?
No.
Give her a drink, Gino.
What? Sonia, no.
Fine. I'm going to my room. I need to lie down.
Me too. We'll explain later, Gino.
Magic percolator.
Don't worry, Gino. Here comes Bernard.
Bernard, guess what?
No.
What is wrong with everyone?
Ah, good morning, lads.
Joe, thank fuck.
Joe, we had some adventure.
Oh, yeah. What antics did you get up to?
We will show you. Come on up to the cockpit with us. It was mad, Joe. There was this mad one. She had a bomb, and she had mass and everything. I tried to shoot her, but there was no bullets, so...
I walloped her with the cafetiere!
Sounds like you had a fairly good session.
Yeah, she's in here.
It was mad, Joe. You should have been there.
Wish I was, girl. Now go on, show me the Torag.
Oh, hey, guys. I had a doozy of a day. I killed a bunch of drug dealers, and Captain Wick bought one of my pieces. He even offered me a job, but I said no. I said...
Not now, Peter. Not now. You thought tying me up would keep me from fulfilling my destiny? Oh no, she's out there untying herself.
She has the bomb, Gino.
Burn! Burn, heretics, and be cleansed!
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Oh my God, Peter, you...
Saved us? Yeah, that's what I told Captain Wick. I need to be here to take care of you guys.
You idiot! You absolute feckin' arsehole! There's blood and brains everywhere! Oh my God, it's on the monitor, it's in the keyboards! Do you know how hard it is to get brains out of a keyboard? The space bar is jammed. How am I going to write messages now? Like a fool, that's how. Really takes the biscuit, Peter. The biscuit, the cake, the whole fucking teapot. I'm docking your pay for this. Wait, I don't pay you. That's it. Now you pay me. Yeah, that's right. You're paying me every day for however long it takes to get brain boo out of my leather recliner. Peter, her eyeball is on the steering wheel. I hate you, Peter. I hate you.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine, a journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed, worlds of the supernatural, worlds of dark satire, worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.